Gauguin in Brittany. What characterized him was a kind of brutal intellectuality that he demonstrated more than once in some Parisian cafe, which was why more tender-hearted artists hated his guts. He kept hammering one or two points. A painting is a plain surface covered with colour in a certain order. Don't go all out copying nature. Art is abstraction. In art, you have to exaggerate. You have to push things right to the limit. If you left Paris for Brittany, it was to get away from polite society, but also because out there in the sticks, you could live a lot more cheaply. Bed and board for 60 francs a month at the Glouanec Pension in Pont-Aven. True, the place was hoaching with painters. The Scotsman Donaldson, a bunch of Yankees, Englishmen, Danes and Dutchmen, not to mention all the French. But there was still plenty of room to move about in. Dressed in Berry and Breton vest and the clogs his own hand had sculpted, he liked walking along those rocky paths that went back to prehistory. I love this Brittany. I find in it wildness and primitivity. When my clogs echo on the granite ground, I hear the strong, dull sound I want to get onto the canvas. Synthesis, that was it. Colour and composition, an energetic simplification. La synthèse, damn it. Not neglecting observation. For example, white sands are definitely red, but going beyond any simple impression. More and more painters were listening to what he said. They're all asking for advice. I put out one clue after another. The buggers use them to make their work that much better, which makes me none the richer, but maybe prepares the future. In search of further isolation, and in order to get well away from those who had no conception of the great dream time he was after, but only used bits of his philosophy to advance their own little career, he left Pont-Aven for the Poulieu on the banks of the Laïta, where he lodged at the inn of Marie-Henri, known locally as the Doll. In no time at all, he and his pupil, Meyer de Haan, had decorated the dining hall with a wild welter of drawings and phrases. Himself, he portrayed in a cupboard door, with a halo afloat above his head, in his hands a very supple snake, and a couple of apples at his ear. Devils in paradise, on y soit qui mal y pense. In the evenings under the lamp, they drank and smoked and played draughts, or talked electrically about Milton and Carlyle, Hokusai, the Japanese in general. And he continued, clumping about in his clogs in the depths of blue Brittany. Bonjour, Monsieur Gauguin. Painting hericks, red with the red of vision, and potato fields in flower and archetypal women. Sailing on a ghost ship into stranger territories. The eye plunging down into realities. The brain working out that difficult synthesis. Composition, distant creation. Less and less understood by the boulevard critics over in Paris. In his own mind, striving for ever greater clarity in this Brittany with its energy and melancholy, its immemoriality. Art, he said, must rise above history.